what works for HPE may not work for another organization. And so at this point, it's really coming in and assessing your vulnerabilities, your risks, what you do well, and then build from that perspective.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull. And on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a fun conversation with LaVon Monroe. LaVon is the VP of Global TA at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. LaVon, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining me.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you so much. I'm absolutely honored to be here. Absolutely honored. This is going to be a fun time.
It's going to be a fun time. We've had some good conversations leading up to this, and this, I'm sure, will be no different. So let's get started and just chat a little bit with the audience around your background, how you got started in talent roles, maybe a couple roles that you've been in leading up to your current role at HPE.
Absolutely. So, well, you're getting ready to have me show my age here, Ryan, coming off the gates here, but I've been in TA now for over 20 years. I started in San Jose in the dot-com era where if you weren't a recruiter, you were a technologist, and becoming a recruiter was the thing to do. Before that, I was in customer service and telemarketing. So that sales piece just naturally glided into a talent acquisition for me. And I started off in the hardcore agency setting, that Rolodex headhunter of we had to define ourselves back then. We were true Rolodex headhunters because there was no LinkedIn back then when I got started. So I took the agency background. And then obviously, whenever you're an agency, at some point, you want to get out of that commission-based type of grind. And so then I jumped over into corporate America and started working within the TA space for true corporate organizations. And then I've just grown into leadership. So I have a vast knowledge of healthcare industry, TA work, technology, obviously tech companies, oil and gas industry, as well as services. So one of the key things that we did in 2001, we moved to Houston and I had to come up with my survival tactics for the industry and for the markets. So I wanted to make sure that I had the key industries that were powering Houston's economy, which is healthcare, oil and gas, and tech. So I definitely have a lot of TA experience in both those three parameters, which then now at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, where I was hired in to come in and pretty much shake our keys here at HPE and get our TA space operating at an agile and efficient perspective.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing that. And yeah, very, very thoughtful about how the economy is driven in the geography that you choose to live. And so that's great. Excellent background. Let's talk a little bit about your current role at HPE. So if you wouldn't mind sharing size, scope, team members, number of hires, a little bit about HPE, if you want, like however you would like to scope it out for the audience.
Yeah, so absolutely. So Hewlett-Packard Enterprise is a spinoff from HP. So we spinned off from HP back in 2015. So we are the edge to cloud company that basically we take your data and we help you with processing, securing, and reading your data at the greatest speeds in the world. We have the fastest supercomputer that we're producing as well. So phenomenal company. And I started here almost 3 years in November of this year. And my recruiting team, we have a bit of a hybrid. So we have an RPO, a couple of RPOs in-house, as well as some in-house recruiting. So we have a hybrid model in regards to our TA team. But I manage the TA and onboarding globally, which encompasses everything. VP plus, director, external, internal, university, as well as onboarding, TA operations, compliance, systems, you name it. It is all underneath my purview. And I believe I have about 250, probably a little bit over that globally, as far as our TA team. And then we do about 12,000 hires a year, and that's including internal and external. And then as far as HPE as an organization, we're about 60,000 employees, do almost $30 billion in revenue annually as well. So really great, big, nice, agile company.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, that's pretty significant responsibility. That's great. Thanks for sharing. Let's chat a little bit, maybe if you look at, so you said that you've been at HPE for about 3 years, if you wouldn't mind sharing maybe some of the initiatives or some of the projects that you and your team have worked on over the course of the last 3 years that you're particularly proud of or things that have been a nice success for you and your team.
Yeah. So here at HPE, actually, this is actually a hard question for me because we have so many phenomenal key wins. So I want to be careful that I don't forget anybody actually, but we have absolutely transformed the talent acquisition space here at Hewlett Packard Enterprise. When I came in, we had an extremely elongated time to offer accept. We didn't really have an excellent candidate experience, and we were struggling with our tech stack. And recruitment marketing was definitely something that within the COVID days was lacking because everybody went into the virtual recruiting market. So over the past 3 years, we have extremely focused on 100% revamping our tech stack, which encompasses a new career site, encompasses a new EVP. We've rolled that out. We have enhanced our technology automation greatly. Talking about an overhaul, right? We have overhauled our tech automation and integration to ensure that we have a seamless candidate experience, recruiter experience, and hiring manager experience. So those three personas were the focus, any type of enhancements that we've been looking at over the past 3 years. In addition to that, man, we have operated within our engineering space to become an employer of choice. So we have readily available talent pipelines for one. We're not requisition held captive to where we're reacting to recs. We actually have some pipelines ready to go. So when we have great talent, we can present talent first to the manager versus waiting on the rec and being reactive. And our recruiters have done a phenomenal job with really focusing on the speed of execution. Especially earlier on when the talent market was extremely competitive and it was the candidates market, our ability to turn around and get interviews done and get decisions made and get offers out at a speed that was industry leading, not us catching up. Now we're industry leading in those regards. That's something I'm extremely proud of as well. And then our university, we have absolutely overhauled the way that we do university recruiting as well as our VP and direct level recruiting, man, Ryan, we have literally done it all from that particular aspect. So my team is working overtime. I am truly grateful for their tireless endeavors and attitudes and how they complete something and they keep on going, because it's definitely been a lot of work for us, but we're ready to go for the next project always.
Yeah, that's great. Would you mind sharing anything on like your speed of execution, what some of those results or the fruits of that labor have been? Like, what kind of cycle time reductions have you seen in different areas and things like that?
So yes, don't quote me on my memory 3 years ago here, but can you recall just in our tech space alone, we had a time to offer accept easily in the whole 90 to 80 days space. And I can finally say we're at the 50 day mark. And that's taken a lot of work. It's a lot of partnership with our RPO companies, as well as our internal recruiting leaders that are just working. And then we're doing a lot of hiring manager education as well on the why. Why do we have to minimize the number of interviews? Why do we make decisions faster? Pulling out interview guides to help them guide and standardize the experience. So all of that has helped us with accomplishing that, in addition to having a CRM where we have a great talent pool readily available as well. And we have those talent communities that we're building actively as well.
Some great accolades by you and your team to do that work. It's a lot of hard work to do that. So critically important. for organizations to focus on kind of the operational elements that cause delays and constraints. And so kudos to you and your team for taking almost 30 days out of your cycle time. That's amazing.
Yeah, Ryan, we've put in, I would say, the blood, sweat, and tears around this. And we've constantly challenged ourselves around how do we automate? What can we automate? And we partnered with our SDXI team, which is like your HRIS team, to really, let's get down the weeds here, all the way down to automating rec cancellations and putting recs on hold and having a bot that does that for us. So that I don't have to have a recruiting coordination team in-house or externally having to do all of these kind of manual administrative work. So we're taking a lot of the administrative work off of the recruiters, obviously, and then putting it in automation and getting bots to do that work for us. And so that's been another really key thing that I've been proud about, especially with our partnership with our HRIS, what we call SDXI, but with our HRIS team as well. But we can't do it without them. And so I'm very conscious of the stakeholder partnerships that are key to our success. My partnership with our workforce planning team cannot do this job without Dave Ratner and his team getting in the weeds, getting our workforce plan, which then makes my team be able to actually plan and allocate and strategize for the need of agility within our TA space here.
Yeah, that's great. So if you look forward and you look at maybe current state, like what are some of the challenges you and your team are focused on right now? And then looking forward, that how does that translate into maybe some other initiatives that you're looking at?
Yeah, I would say the constant U.S. has been a challenge because of the pay transparency changes, all of the legal changes that are coming down. Sometimes you don't get a lot of notice on them. So that's been a challenge with system that may or may not be flexible enough to meet the needs of all the state requirements that are coming out and then all the differences. So that's been one key challenge. The other piece that I believe we need to talk more about is AI within our space. And I think the how is predefined and we all understand how we can use AI and we're excited about it, but it's the legal, but we want to be extremely safe and fair about it. We want to make sure that we are legally doing what we need to do. And the whole data privacy aspect of it, the whole diversity, inclusion, and equity aspect of it. So those are the things that I would love to start having true conversations about, is how we can actually turn it on and utilize it. Do we need to bring in internal auditing ourselves to really have a team now that is going to focus on auditing any AI technology that we have and things like that? So it's not just can we do it, it's then how we can do it. And then what skill sets do we need in-house to be able to utilize this seamlessly? So that would be something else that I would say is it's going to be a key future challenge of any TA leader across the space as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We work with a lot of large organizations on right now. A lot of it is all around AI strategy and how to leverage AI. Some aren't focused on that, but I think your point is 100% valid. Everyone knows the two letters AI and everyone is talking about it, but you need to definitely, as you said, take a step back and figure out not what you want to use it for, but how are you going to use it? What goes into your solution design? What goes into determining who you're going to use for that and how you're going to design it and making sure that everything works as you need to within your personal organization. And so it takes a lot of effort to get that right. And you're definitely focusing on the right elements to make sure that HPE is set up for success going forward.
Yeah. And then I think within the TA space, we all run in cycles. And anybody that's been in the game for a little bit has been in the high of TA where it's a company market. And then you've been on a side where it's a candidate market. And literally, we just go through those ebbs and flows. And so as a TA leader, the challenge is how agile you can be when those markets change. And what does that mean to your recruiting organization? What are the things you have to now pivot and focus on differently? We are having a lot of fun getting back to in-person conferences and recruiting events. And again, that was a muscle we hadn't exercised for a few years. So that's been a little bit of a challenge for us to rebuild that back up and doing those in-person conferences.
Yeah. So final question for you, Levon, is if you wouldn't mind sharing a piece of advice that you might have for the audience. Could be something that you communicate to your teams, could be something that's resonated with you that you received, just a piece of advice that you think could help people that listen to the show.
Yeah. So I would say within talent acquisition, it's important to get your seat at the table. It's important to ensure that whatever you're doing is aligned to your business strategies. So if your CEO has a business initiative, trust me, there is an interlinked talent acquisition and total talent management as a whole anyway. So ensure that everything that you're presenting and working on is aligned to business initiatives and strategies. And then the other thing is break things. Know that what you put in place 2 to 3 years ago may not be relevant again. And so I think it's actually one of the greatest things about the talent acquisition space is literally something that we were doing 3 years ago may not even be relevant now. So we always have the opportunity to try something new, to be a test case for something. There's new tech, unfortunately, coming out every single day. So it does make it hard for us in this space. But if you have a person that loves that stuff and really geeks out about it, have that person go out and just test some things for you and then build a case to bring in new technology or new ways of doing things. I think that's the best thing. Try everything and then see what sticks and then implement. And in your process of trying things and testing things, that you may not go live with that, but trust me, you're going to learn something in that testing and trying process that you may then turn something else on that's smaller than that. So I would just say be as flexible and agile and as possible as a TA leader. And then just remember, models are different everywhere. That would be the other thing, is models are different everywhere. What works for HPE may not work for another organization. And so at this point, it's really coming in and assessing your vulnerabilities, your risks, what you do well, and then build from that perspective.
Yeah, that is excellent advice. I love that so much. Like, you did a great job talking about first starting with the business and business requirements and driving business results and then getting into, I love how you said, don't be afraid to break things and know that things are very different, but it all has to drive the right business results. And then going through and understanding that each organization is unique and the needs and requirements and inputs to generate the right output is unique to each organization. And so you have to get very focused around what do you need to accomplish internally to derive what the business needs, and then how do you structure your tech stack, your process, your delivery model, all of the things in TA to align to drive those business results that are needed. So I love how you packaged that guidance and appreciate you joining me today. Appreciate you sharing your knowledge with the audience. Thank you, Levon.
Yeah, no, I had a great time. And I think if you'll have me back, I'd love to come back and we can just like jump into like one topic and just attack some other things. I don't know what's on the minds of our TA space and TA leaders, but there's so many things going on within our space that we could easily take an hour just talking about Canada pay transparency that's getting ready to go live in January or whatever else that's coming up. But thank you so much, Ryan. I love doing these types of things. Because as TA leaders, we're always trying to figure out where can we learn from? Where are the thought leaders in our space? And so I'm more than happy for people to reach out on LinkedIn. We can connect and just swap stories as well. And we can really just figure out how we can make TA better for all organizations across the board, not just being siloed in our own spaces.
Yeah, that's great, Levon. Thank you so much. And that's the whole reason for this podcast is how do we share each of our journeys and the journeys of others that can help raise the capability level of an industry we both love. And so that's the design around this. And you did a great job. I will probably take you up on that offer to connect again and have a deeper conversation on a few different elements. And so I really appreciate you. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.